Some business owners in Phoenix are frustrated with the impact of homelessness on their properties. Recently, they took their concerns to City Hall and got some attention. But as Christina Estes reports from KJZZ's Downtown Bureau, they want to see more action, and so does the city.
Like, we're not going anywhere. We're spending money trying to make our building better.
For 35 years, Bill Moreland has been working at Electric Supply. It's at 9th Avenue in Madison near the Human Services campus, which serves thousands of people every year.
I have no issue with there being a shelter down the street. A little bit of bad luck or a couple of bad decisions, and almost anybody could end up down here.
Bill says in the last couple months, things have gotten really bad, even as customers notice.
I get a lot of just like, what is going on? What? Where is all this coming from?
Just outside his door and stretching several blocks are hundreds of people living on dirt and gravel patches along the curb. Tents, tarps, and bicycles blanket the area. At night, orange flames dot the landscape and smoke fills the air as people light fires for warmth. Joel Copland, who owns Gallery 119, says campers often borrow his hose to clean off.
I mean, I get up in the morning here, and it's a, hey, Joe, can I plug in my phone? Hey, Joe, can I get a bucket of water? Hey, Joe, can you help me? Can you jump my car?
Last month, Joel, Bill, and other property owners formed the Madison Pioneers Coalition, and last week they addressed the city council. They shared stories about human waste on sidewalks and streets and an overstuffed dumpster attracting rats. Ian Francis talked about people preying on others.
We're witnessing prostitution, human sex trafficking. We're seeing the drug deals happen from the cars.
I express sympathy to them about, you know, they're living with this.
Ed Zerker is Phoenix's city manager. After meeting with the group, the city added dumpsters and increased trash collection while the county installed rat traps. On Wednesday, people were told to pack up and move for a few hours while city workers scooped up trash and cleaned streets. Because the nearby shelter is almost always full, the Madison Pioneers Coalition wants Phoenix to open an emergency overflow shelter. But the city manager says there's no consensus among businesses, residents, or the city council.
The concentration of people experiencing homelessness in downtown Phoenix is not fair, nor is it a long-term viable solution.
The Human Services campus is the largest homeless services provider in Maricopa County. The city, the county, the state, nonprofits, and businesses all contributed to its hub model, one place where people can find shelter, food, health care, job training, and other services. But Zerker says it wasn't supposed to be the only location.
There are other family shelters, other places, but by far the concentration of shelter for singles, primarily single men, is in Central Phoenix. And there is no other campus environment in Maricopa County anywhere else. And that was originally the plan, which was why the campus was limited to that number of beds it is now, is because it was not supposed to become an ever-increasing number. It was supposed to be have campuses elsewhere.
So what happened?
I don't think anybody ever identified another place where they wanted to have another campus.
And when you say they, do you mean the county?
The county or other cities?
1, 2, snip.
When the $24 million campus opened in 2005, it was hailed as a successful partnership between public and private sectors. Here's how then-Governor Janet Napolitano's chief of staff, Dennis Burke, described it.
The county is a trend center, a model for the country, and much of the work that you've done here is something we want to duplicate throughout the state.
And here's former Governor Jan Brewer, who championed the campus when she chaired the County Board of Supervisors.
We knew that for a true long-term solution for homelessness, all of the local governments would have to be involved.
A Maricopa County spokesperson tells me former employees recall talking about campuses outside Phoenix, but no specific plans ever reached the Board of Supervisors. Based on its special permit with Phoenix, the Human Services campus is limited to 425 beds. The campus and its partners want to increase the number to 1,000. Phoenix's planning department and planning commission will evaluate the request before the city council votes on it. No date has been set.
At that corner?
Back outside Bill Moreland's business.
You know, when I was leaving on Friday night, there was a campfire going at that corner.
He says the Madison Pioneers Coalition will keep talking with anyone who can help. Not just help those making a living inside the buildings, but those living outside. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And now KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me to take a deeper dive into this issue of homelessness here in Phoenix. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
So you reached out to the mayor to get her input as well, I understand, about the future of the Human Services campus. Does she want to see more beds there?
Well, Mayor Kate Gallego did not answer that specific question, but she made some points very clear. First, she says the issue of adding beds downtown needs to go through the process you heard about in the story we just aired. She says it's important to get input from neighbors surrounding the campus and those experiencing homelessness. And she really stressed the need for geographically diverse bed locations.
So it's pretty clear then she wants other cities across the valley to do more?
Yes. Gallego says Phoenix currently provides 85% of emergency shelter beds for the county, and it's not sustainable. She says the centralization encourages people to use the downtown campus as sort of a drop-off for people who are released from correctional and behavioral health facilities. Adding more people to one location, she says, is not the solution. In fact, some cities across the country are now decentralizing shelters.
What exactly does that mean?
For example, in Salt Lake City, they closed one large shelter and replaced it with three smaller locations. It was done partly to root out crime in the area where the main shelter was and to provide a more manageable, dignified process. And in Washington, D.C., the mayor there ran on a promise to close the mega shelter for families and build a network of new, smaller shelters across the city. They've opened three and they have plans for five more.
Is that something Phoenix might consider?
Well, at this point, Mayor Gallego is really pushing a regional approach. She wants to see other cities add emergency beds and long-term shelters, and she wants to see the county and state contribute to a solution.
What's the solution in her view?
Well, it's not one thing. As you know, most experts will tell us that we need things like more mental health services and treatment for substance abuse, a better support system for people leaving jail and prison, along with more affordable housing. Mayor Gallego thinks solutions require a statewide effort, and she says Arizona's legislature has, in some cases, tied cities' hands.
How so?
Well, state law prohibits cities from dictating a minimum number of affordable housing units, and so there's really not much incentive for developers to build lower-income projects. It's just not as profitable for them. Gallego wants cities to be able to require different price units to diversify the housing stock.
Okay, and let's shift gears a bit. Last week on the show, I talked with the executive director of a homeless services organization in Boise, and that city recently changed the way it handles people living outdoors in public spaces since the Supreme Court upheld a Ninth Circuit Court ruling on this. And that ruling said cities cannot ticket or arrest someone for sleeping outside if there is no shelter bed available. Phoenix now falls under the jurisdiction of that ruling. I wonder how that whole ruling is playing out here.
I talked to Phoenix City Manager Ed Zerker about that. He says they're trying to figure it out.
We have rules about camping in parks. When a park is closed, you can't be camping there. You can't block a sidewalk, no matter what you're doing, whether you're camping or whatever. You can't just lie down or obstruct a sidewalk. So that Boise doesn't have anything to do with that. But the concept of Boise gets tossed around a lot, and so we have to be really careful about how we are enforcing our existing ordinances so we don't get caught up in the issue of, well, are you violating this Supreme Court decision or not?
And I should add, Phoenix does not have a formal policy to simply arrest people for sleeping in public. A couple years ago, Phoenix launched a program called Phoenix Cares. It includes outreach workers who respond to phone calls and complaints about homeless encampments with the goal of offering services and trying to get people off the streets.
And if people want to learn more about the program or the mayor's views, we have all of that information on our website, of course. That is kjzz.org. And that is KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thank you so much.
You're welcome.